We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Bus Daily for Wednesday, September 15th. Well, Tuesday, the Buffaloes football team was back at the practice field, beginning preparations for their meeting with Minnesota on Saturday at Folsom Field. Colorado's playing one of the toughest schedules in America this year. After the Buffs opener with Northern Colorado, CU plays 11 straight games with FBS Power 5 teams, and ultimately 6 teams which are ranked in the top 25 preseason poll. That matches, by the way, the most in the nation. Carl Durrell was asked at his weekly presser yesterday if he likes the challenging schedule the Buffs normally play.
I'm in favor of it, particularly when this alliance kicks in. You know, it's going to be very similar. You know, the non-conference schedule is going to be, you know, some a Big Ten opponent, an ACC opponent. So, you know, we got to get our program at a level where it's ready to compete every week with against a Power 5 program. So, that's the direction we're heading. We've had good discussions about that, so I'm glad you noticed that. But, you know, that's why we got to keep bringing this program forward, keep developing our players and bringing in good recruits and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff that we have to continue to work really hard at to get this place, you know, where it should be. And I'm excited about that, actually. You know, I want our players to feel, the guys that come here in the future, I want them to feel that they're going to play against, you know, a lot of top talent across the country, on the East Coast and the Midwest and on the West Coast. I think that's the beauty about, you know, when this alliance thing kicks in.
Tuesday was Durrell's first statements regarding suspended wide receiver Lavonte Chenault, who was suspended indefinitely for a violation of team and athletic department rules last weekend. The Buffs head coach says his job leading this program is bigger than just football.
My job is still, the bottom line is, when they're done in school here and they're done with their eligibility and they're moving on to whatever is the next level or professional in the career from a business standpoint, is for them to be fully functional as humans and understanding tough moments and understanding that life's not fair. You know, I do use that phrase a lot. Man, don't ever think that life's going to be easy. It's not going to be fair. You're going to have hurdles and obstacles and things you're going to have to navigate. It's all going to be your mental approach to how you're going to overcome those things. So, you know, those are the things that we do. So I'm not in the business of really trying to get people out of here. But there's a certain point, though, that if they're just not learning and they've done it, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 times, and there's got to be that, you know, we got to go.
And in case you're wondering if there's a possibility that Chenault could earn his way back onto the team?
Sure, he does. Does have a chance. I believe in that. I believe in rehabilitation. I do. But he's got some stipulations that he's going to have to show us that he wants to be back. Absolutely.
Saturday, the Buffs play their final non-conference game of the season, hosting Minnesota at Folsom Field at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Our coverage on the Colorado Football Network begins at 9 a.m. The game can be heard in Denver on 630 KHOW. Click on the Listen link on the football schedule page at CUBuffs.com, and it can be streamed on the Varsity Network app at thevarsitynetwork.com. Hey, don't forget, Thursday night, we'll have another Buffs primetime from 7 until 8 o'clock. We'll hear from the Buffalo's head coach, of course, assistant coach and defensive passing game coordinator Brett Maxey, and safety Isaiah Lewis. You can catch the game on the Colorado Football Network in Denver on 630 KHOW and at the Varsity Network app. The CU women's golf team moved up one spot to finish sixth during the final round of the Branch Law Firm Dick McGuire Invitational Tuesday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The Buffaloes came on strong like they did in the first round on Monday, crowded a one-over par, 289, a 10-stroke improvement from their second round on Monday, which helped to push them up the team leaderboard. On the sports schedule this week, Thursday through Sunday, women's tennis is in San Francisco in the Battle of the Bay Classic. Also Thursday, volleyball battles rival CSU at the Event Center at 7 o'clock. Saturday, cross-country competes in the OSU Cowboy Jubilee in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And volleyball has its rematch with CSU on Saturday, this time in Fort Collins at 1 p.m. And Sunday, soccer travels down to Denver to battle DU at 1 p.m. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.